Hello everybody, it's me, The Vern, here for the Cinema Recall Podcast, down to our last few episodes of our 31 days of Halloween slash horror extravaganza. Recording this right now through my phone, thanks to Anchor. Anchor's a great site where you can actually record your podcast on your phone or whatever, and they'll promote them anywhere. So definitely go to Anchor FM, check them out. Now, today's show, I'm going to be looking at Night of the Living Dead, the 1990 remake. Tom Savini directed an updated version of Night of the Living Dead, which is about a group of survivors held up at a farmhouse trying to fight off the zombie invasion. And this version stars Patricia Tallman, Tony Todd, Bill Moseley, and a few others. And I love the original Night of the Living Dead very much. But I gotta say, the remake does do a lot of things better. There's definitely much better makeup effects due to Tom Savini being the director, and he did the makeup work for Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead. So to have him in the director's chair made sense, because it can really emphasizes his use of makeup. And he does a really good job at directing his actors. I will say that the character of Barbara, which is played by Patricia Tallman in the remake, was much better than Judith O'Day's performance, mainly because in the original, Barbara is just really whiny and hysterical throughout the whole movie. And I get that she is upset because of zombies attacked and killed her brother, but she really doesn't do anything in that movie at all, except for being really hysterical. So that's why it was really kind of refreshing in the remake and what Patricia Tallman does with that character, and just makes her much more outstanding. She actually does stuff. She actually stands up and fights for the zombies. She doesn't just stand back. She is pretty much a badass in this version. I think Tony Todd as Ben does a really good job, but I still prefer, I think the actor's name is Dwayne Jones, if I'm saying that right. I apologize, I don't really want to look this up right now, but I thought his performance was much better. And I still have to give the edge to the original with the ending. I think the ending of the original Night of the Living Dead is a lot better, and I think it's much more culturally significant. The way it deals with class and definitely racism, because the film came out in 1968 during the heights of the civil rights movement, and I think that that version did a much better job, mainly for having the character of Ben being the lone survivor. But sorry, some spoilers here. Ben's the lone survivor of the original Night of the Living Dead, and when he starts hearing people outside the house, he thinks he's safe. He steps outside the house, and he's shot by rednecks who thinks that he's a zombie. And then the last scenes of the movie are a bunch of white people putting hooks into a black man and basically carrying him off into the fire. And there's a lot more cultural significance that happens with that, especially when this movie was released and it was set during the whole civil rights movement. Also, it's kind of culturally significant too to have a black actor be the main lead for an action horror movie, because you really didn't see that much during that time. So that's why that's important. In the remake, Tony Todd becomes a zombie after he is attacked by zombies by going into the cellars, locked himself in there. He becomes a zombie. He gets shot. Not that big of a change. The only big change that happens is with the Barbara character played by Patricia Tallman in the remake. She actually does grow a lot. Other characters in the remake are slightly better. The paranoid neighbor, and I want to say his name is, Harry. He's much more slimy. He's played by Tom Towles in the remake. Forgot who plays him in the original. But Harry in the remake is much more of a slimy person who will just do anything to survive. He doesn't even care so much about his family. He just wants to be safe. He's just like, I'm going to lock myself in here. No one can get through here. I will fight anyone to keep myself safe. He's basically a character that's about self-preservation. So yeah, I will say this. I really enjoyed watching the remake, which was recently on Crackle. And Crackle's a great little free service on my Roku account, where they'll play a bunch of great older movies on there. They have commercials, but that's the rate. No big rush. I wanted to watch this because there is a YouTuber, his name is Matt Rowe, over at the site The Criticalism, where he plays clips and reviews of other YouTubers' accounts, and he mentioned one show on there from The Critical Kid, talking about his five reasons why he prefers the remake over the original, and I'm like, you know what, that's not like a film I should rewatch again. And I tend to like it very much. I'm still going to put the original slightly above the remake, just basically based on what I mentioned before about it being much more culturally significant, and it's part of their Criterion label, but I'm not going to diss on the remake. In fact, Criterion really missed out by not putting the remake of Night of the Living Dead on that box set. That would have been just a really cool feature to have both versions back to back, so you can compare them. Other critical people that I want to mention who do have a YouTube channel is Ashley Burnham, who has the site Movie Oracle. She hosts a great little movie, a trivia game show called Are You a Movie Oracle? And she posts a bunch of other movie reviews on there. That's great. Check that out. Definitely would give a shout out to Emma, Astro Emma's spooky videos. I really blatant on her YouTube channel, but I know her Twitter name is at Astro Emma. She definitely does do some great horror movie reviews. Shout out to Brad Jones over at the Cinema Snob. He does also a bunch of really great movie reviews. He reviews a lot of like quote unquote bad movies. A lot of like Christian exploitation films that are a lot of fun. Definitely would recommend checking them out. Definitely want to give a shout out to podcaster Dana Buckler and his show, The Dana Buckler Show. Really great episodes on there. Talked about the 20th Century Movie Club, which I am a huge fan of that show. You can definitely find them at the Dana Buckler Show. I'll try my best to put tags on this episode as well. But yeah, close it up right now. I do know that I'm going to have my last review be on Dr. Sleep, and I'm gonna post that episode hopefully Friday. If not Friday, then for sure Saturday. I'm just gonna record just my quick thoughts of Dr. Sleep, gonna keep it slightly spoiler free. And then I'm going to post a YouTube episode doing more spoilerific thoughts on the movie. All right. So definitely look for that. And then, as I said before, after we're done doing all my 31 days of Halloween slash horror, I'm going to take a small hiatus. I'll be back in the middle of November to repost a holiday episode. And I apologize too for my last episode. If you heard that, there was a couple like editing mistakes because I took clips from previous shows that are part of another network that are not on there anymore. So that's gonna be it right now. Also, I forgot to mention this too, other people I want to check out for Podcast Land, definitely check out the Good Bad Show. They are a really fun show. Good to Bad, they are at Twitter under at the Good Bad Show. Three hosts on there review bad movies, but it's a lot of fun. Definitely want to give a shout out to Vince Liu of the Around the World and 80s Movies podcast. Definitely would give him a shout out. You can find that episodes at ATWs capitalized and then movies. And he does a lot of great episodes. Most recent one is on Outrageous Fortune, the episode of The Good to Bad Show that I was listening to was Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So that was a lot of fun. I'm going to try and do more episodes where I just plug random podcasters or YouTubers or anyone with an account and be really kind of cool. Also over on the site, thatmomentin.com, I posted a review of Split, not the M. Night Shyamalan movie, but there was a cool Irish crime movie I saw called Split, which is set S.P.L.I.T, which is directed by Robbie Walsh, which is this Irish crime drama about this documentary crew that goes around filming a pair of hitmen and during their day and their job. So go to thatmomentin.com, read my review of Split, fun Irish film. But yeah, that's to wrap up everything right now. I'm kind of dwelling on too much of this episode. You can always find all of our episodes over on the Anchor and over on Stitcher and Spotify, Google Podcasts. Just type in Cinema Recall Podcast. We are on Twitter at @cinema_recall. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall Podcast. Again, this is just my general thoughts of Nate of the Living Dead. And I want to give some shout-outs to other podcasters and bloggers and YouTubers and whatnot. I'll do more of these as more episodes come out. But that's it. I'll be back with my general thoughts about Dr. Sleep for the weekend. But until then, take care, everybody. Good night.